Welcome back to The Big Show, Community Connection. Bill Davis here, your host. And as always, if you miss a phone number or a website in all of our segments where we chat with people doing great things in the community, that's why we call the show Community Connection, you can go to our website, kgmi.com, podcast tab. At the very top of the page, scroll down, you'll see Community Connection. Click on that, and you can listen to our segments whenever you want to. And you'll want to listen to this one over and over again because I got my good friend Marty Boonstra from Columbia Fire Sprinkler Systems. Marty, we always say it's not for the lawn, but for the house, the home, and for the commercial properties, right?
Correct. Saving lives and property. Bill, good to be with you today. I'm excited to talk about new jobs, new work we're doing here in town.
So excellent.
Thanks for having me on again today.
Yeah, excellent. It's always good chatting with you. I always like to hear your story first about how Columbia Fire Sprinkler Systems came into existence. How did that happen?
Well, I was in the industry for 20 years, and then it just happened to be that it was like, you know what? I think I'm going to start my own business. Back in 2005, I went out and applied for a business license and the insurance and the bonding and all that, which was quite a lengthy process. Mm-hmm. There was more to it than what I had thought for fire protection, which kind of makes sense now. But it took about 3-4 months, and then I got my business started, and I went and bought a pickup truck and got a bucket of tools, and I was off running to the races, busy. It was never looked back. We've got 50 employees now, and we're putting sprinkler systems in a lot of commercial properties, doing retrofits and homes, all that. Real busy.
Nice.
Group of people.
Last time we chatted, you said you were still looking for some employees. Is that are you full up? Or are you still on the hunt?
Still looking for designers, shop help, delivery guys to help us put pipe on the jobs, move tools out to the jobs. We're good on installers. We're good there. We got some good guys that are licensed, we could use some designers, estimators too, project managers.
Yeah.
Your project manager, give me a call at 206-232-8569. Ask for Marty.
Excellent. let's see. We've talked before about this. I know commercial and professional buildings, probably the mainstay of your business. But you told me one time that there's actually certain codes for residential areas, residential home, that you would need a sprinkler system. What are the parameters on that?
Yeah, it varies. It depends on how close, if you're in a new development, how close they're building the homes together.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on the water, fire hydrants out front, depend on how steep the driveway is. Can you turn a fire truck around in the cul-de-sac? There's all kinds of different variables that trigger your home to have a fire sprinkler system, and that's something Whatcom County has rules on. The city of Bellingham has, they're pretty close to the same rules and standards.
Mm-hmm.
Ferndale, they kind of all follow the same code, and it varies from city to city. It's a little different in Cedro Woolley than it is in Anacortes.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we follow NFPA 13, basically. That's our so-called fire protection Bible. And as long as you're following that, you're good to go.
Oh, excellent. We're talking with Marty Boonstra, owner and operator of Columbia Fire. They do sprinkler systems. Once again, not for the lawn, but for the home and for the business. And last time you were on with us, Marty, you kind of did like what the big TV shows do. At the very end of the show, you did a little tease, a little promo, a little preview of the upcoming episode. And you mentioned to me, you said, next time we'll talk about nitrogen generators. And then you left me hanging because I thought, oh, nitrogen generators. I have no idea. I mean, I know what a generator is, you know, from when the power goes out for your house and all that. But you said you wanted to talk about nitrogen generators. So,
sure.
So make me smarter. Fill me in.
Okay, yeah, it kind of sounds like Back to the Future, Mark.
Yeah.
But yeah, nitrogen generators are for your fire sprinkler system, specifically for outdoor fire sprinkler systems, like in a warehouse or lumber mill or outside storage. The nitrogen, basically, we install nitrogen generators on those types of systems because basically it makes your piping last 20, 30 years longer than it would without if you just have normal air compressor that goes to your systems, which mm-hmm. all dry systems do, they just have air going to them. 20, 30 years later, there you get some corrosion here and there, and you have to pay, you know, we spend a fair amount of our time making repairs and doing maintenance on fire sprinkler systems. So what we try to do is try to equip our customers with these nitrogen generators. They're a little bit, you know, costly up on the front end, but you eliminate a whole bunch of service calls later, and that's, service calls are expensive, so yeah. We like to do our customers a favor, and when it makes sense, put a nitrogen generator on your dry system.
Man, that's cool. Nitrogen generator, which means basically your system, it wouldn't last forever, but it certainly would last longer than the 15, 20 years, right?
Oh, yeah. You're looking at, you can get your dry system to last 50 years at
wow.
least. There's statistics that show them going up to 80 years when you put a nitrogen generator, and it charges your dry system. Basically, the air and water, that sometimes the moisture in the piping within a dry system mm-hmm. creates, it's a perfect atmosphere to cause corrosion and
yeah.
bacteria, and that bacteria eats away at the piping fast, way faster than you would think. When you put a nitrogen generator on your system, it stops all that growth of bacteria, and the corrosion is pretty much almost to a zero,
mm-hmm.
and it makes your piping last almost, we like to say, forever.
Yeah.
At least a lifetime. And that's what you want.
It sounds like not so much, maybe not eliminating service calls, but it certainly brings the service call level down to, you know, an area that's much more manageable for most businesses. Because, you know, you don't want to be calling your sprinkler system people every 2 or 3 weeks, do you?
No, you don't. And we, believe me, we get a fair amount of calls on, hey, we got a leak in our piping. Why is it leaking? Why is this happening? And then, you know, we explain to them it's corrosion. And, you know, it, you know, it's not, you know, we make the repair. We make the fixes. A lot of these systems were installed, you know, 15, 20, sometimes 25 years ago. And,
mm-hmm.
and you would expect the piping to last longer than that. But, you know, sometimes, you know, with all the corrosion and the air and the moisture here in the Pacific Northwest, you know, these systems need help. And
yeah.
a nitrogen generator does it's the ticket for that solution. If you're a property owner, if you own the system in the building and you want to minimize your maintenance costs, put a nitrogen generator on your dry sprinkler system.
And it sounds like you guys are the ones to call for that. So you mentioned, excuse me, you mentioned earlier that you're looking for some workers. You, of course, you do professional, commercial, and residential sprinkler systems. And if somebody's interested in a nitrogen generator, in the 30 seconds or so we have left to spend with you, let's give them all the contact info.
Well, send me an email, marty@columbiafire.net, M-A-R-T-Y, @columbiafire.net, or call my cell phone at 425-283-7990, and you can find more information on our website at columbiafire.net, www.columbiafire.net. We've got some videos on there and some tutorials and questions and answers, so take a look. Give us a call. If you need a fire sprinkler system, call Marty. 425-283-7990.
Always a pleasure chatting with you. Thanks for taking the time, and we'll see you next time on Community Connection, okay?
Thanks a lot, Bill. Have a great day.